أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم. بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. إن يوم الفصل كان ميقاتا يوم ينفخ في الصور فتأتون أفواجا وفتحت السماء فكانت أبوابا وسيرت الجبال فكانت سرابا صدق الله العظيم. In the ayats we discussed yesterday, Allah تبارك وتعالى spoke about different creations of Allah in this universe, and some ulama had explained that this serves to make us understand that we see the creation of Allah, we see the magnanimity of Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala, the greatness of Allah, and obviously by seeing what we're seeing that is present and current, our minds will go to Qiyamah, that it is most certainly and definitely a reality. Now Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala speaks again very briefly about the day of Qiyamah in itself. Allah says, إِنَّ يَوْمَ الْفَصْلِ كَانَ مِيقَاتًا. Certainly the day of decision is a fixed time, an appointed time. Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala spoke about يَوْمَ الْفَصْلِ in the previous surah also, and we discussed that this is the day of decision. This is the day when Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala will make different decisions with regards to the servants of Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala, and may He make the decision of His rahmah and the decision of everlasting bliss and jannah for each and every one of us. So here Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala says, kana miqata, that it has His appointed time, it has His fixed time. That knowledge Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala did not share with anyone. That knowledge is known only unto Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala Himself. No one can speculate its time. No one would know when is Qiyamah going to come. They are the signs that Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala had sent down to our Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. And hence we will by that abide by those times, or rather those signs that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has given. يَوْمَ يُنْفَخُ فِي الصُّورِ فَتَأْتُونَ أَفْوَاجًا. On that day, the trumpet will be blown. فَتَأْتُونَ أَفْوَاجًا. Then you will be coming in groups, groups after groups. Man will be converging towards the plains of resurrection and accountability. Now, we discuss this and we have the knowledge that one is the sur, the trumpet that is going to be blown, that will signal the end of this world, the end of this universe. And then, like in the hadith of Sayyidina Abu Huraira radiallahu ta'ala anhu, a period of 40 will pass by. Somebody asked him, is it 40 days? He said, I don't know, or he refused to reply. And then the person asked, is it 40 months? Sayyidina Abu Huraira radiallahu ta'ala anhu refused to reply. The person asked if it is 40 years, he refused to reply, and hence that period will pass between the two blowings of the trumpet. Then Allah says, فَتَأْتُونَ أَفْوَاجًا. Then you will converge, you will come, أَفْوَاجًا, in groups towards Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, towards the plane of reckoning. Continuing in the of the hadith of Sayyidina Abu Huraira radiallahu ta'ala anhu, he says, some will come on conveyances, in other words, very, very fast. Some will come walking, and some will be dragging themselves on their faces. And that is how man will converge on to the day of Qiyamah. In the same hadith, Sayyidina Abu Huraira radiallahu ta'ala anhu also explains that there will be a kind of rain that will come down from above, and that rain waters will hit the different qabrs of the different people. And then people will begin to stand up. They will, so to say, sprout up, like how vegetation sprouts up from the ground. And then man will converge towards Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala. Some ulama have stated that this afwaja is also indicative of the fact that man will go to the planes of resurrection and accountability in groups according to their deeds. Yawmul Fasl, the day of decision. Another meaning of Yawmul Fasl could also mean the day of separation. And here Allah Ta'ala says, Afwaja, in different groups, they will come to Allah Subhanahu Wa Ta'ala. وَامْتَازُ الْيَوْمَ أَيُّهَا الْمُجْرِمُونَ. that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will put man into different groups. In this world, that is not possible. Or rather, in this world, it does not happen that people are grouped up in the groups of their deeds. That those that have good deeds will be grouped up in their good deeds. And those who have evil deeds will be grouped up in their evil deeds, their particular deeds that they had carried out. That does not happen in this world. That Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala, for example, would say that all those people who are 5-time namazis, now they must come together and enjoy the sunshine. That doesn't happen. And hence, that will happen on the day of Qiyamah. وَفُتِحَتِ السَّمَاءِ فَكَانَتْ أَبْوَابًا. And then the skies will open. And then the skies will become doors. What will happen from these doors? Like in Surah Al-Furqan, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, يَوْمَ تَشَقَّقُ السَّمَاءُ بِالْغَمَامِ وَنُزِّلَ الْمَلَائِكَةُ تَنْزِيلًا. That the malaika will begin to descend from the skies, and like that, they will now come down towards the people. And then Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, وَسُيِّرَتِ الْجِبَالُ فَكَانَتْ سَرَابًا. The mountains shall be set in motion. وَسُيِّرَتِ الْجِبَالُ. The mountains will move. Now when we look at the mountains, like in the very beginning of the surah, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala said, وَالْجِبَالَ أَوْتَادَ. That the mountains are there motionless to keep this earth stable. But everything changes on the day of Qiyamah. وَسُيِّرَتِ الْجِبَالُ. Now the mountains will be set into motion. And what will happen? فَكَانَتْ سَرَابًا. In the different ayats of the Qur'an, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has described the mountains differently. Sometimes Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala said they will be like clouds. Sometimes Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala said they will be like carded wool. But here Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala uses the word saraba. Sarab means something like shiny dust. And that is why some of the ulama have described this word saraba to refer to a mirage. A mirage that when a person is traveling in the desert, then what happens is he sees that shine on the ground, on the sand, and that shine on the sand, the person thinks that there is water, but that is a deception. And hence here, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala wants to show that what was a mountain now may even look like a mountain, but when you get there, there is absolutely nothing. Everything has been disintegrated. And hence here, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala describes very, very briefly what will happen on Yawmul Fasl, what will happen on the day of decision, that everything will be disintegrated, everything will be destroyed. Man, however, will be resurrected. Man will be moving towards the day or the place of accountability. The malaika will descend, and hence the accountability will begin. May Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala give us tawfiq. Subhanallah wa bihamdihi, subhanakallahumma wa bihamdik. أشهد أن لا إله إلا أنت نستغفرك ونتوب إليك.